by a score of 73-62. Our postgame show being brought to you by Big O Tires, locally owned and operated. Stop in and see them today. Convenient online appointments, great car care too. Now, this guy, I expect to shoot three-pointers, although he didn't make as many as Ben did tonight. Ben made two. Lazar Stefanovic only made one tonight, but he played a good game as Utah got a win, played 37 minutes in this one tonight, 9 points, four assists, four rebounds, and a win. That's most important, isn't it?
Yeah, that last part is the key to everything.
So when did these two guys become three-point shooters, Lazar? I mean, both Ben and Marco have been taking them and making them.
I mean, we need to have guys to step up, and they stepped up, and it's important. They were huge for us tonight. I think Ben early especially was big and made some late as well. So Marco, you just never know. He's always open, but you just never know. But he does put in the work. That is true. He does put in the work. He spends a lot of time in the gym, so it is paying off.
Hey, guys, both teams had a week off. Offensively, you never know what's going to happen, but you guys came out and shot it well all night long. After that long, you know, having the week off and to prepare, just talk about your offensive performance tonight.
We had a week off. So we had more time to prepare, more time to rest. In a shooter, you don't always know what's going to happen, what are they going to show to you, but we knew their characteristic. It's rebounding and attacking transition. Maybe we could do a little bit better job in defending their transition, but we out-rebounded them, I think, by 41-29, yeah, by 12. So I think that was a huge key for us.
Well, on top of that, too, I mean, you held both of their leading scorers underneath their average. Simpson got 14. He averages 16. But DeSilva tonight, he got 6 points. He averages 16, and he got four of those six in, like, the last 40 seconds of the game. Everybody had a little bit of that, but I think Marco saw him most of the night tonight.
Yeah, so it was we knew what those two guys can do when they generate most of their offense. So we wanted to stop them, and we did a great job on DeSilva. We doubled him in the post. We were, like, communicating all the time. We never left him open, so he didn't have easy looks. So, we knew that was a big key to stop him.
What were you guys doing tonight offensively that got you all those good looks and the high shooting percentage?
I think we were moving it pretty well. I think at one point in the first half we were just standing a little bit. That was the only part of the game I would say it was not great. But we had inside game, we had outside game. We were attacking them inside and out, which is important. We made some shots, six threes. We're patient. I think we show some maturity. We're patient. We don't rush anything. We had 13 turnovers, but we can do better than that. But I felt like we played with a lot of poise.
So now you've got to take this act on the road. You know, there's five games now left in the season. You took care of the first of six.
Yep.
Now it's Arizona State. Two tough places. Arizona got beat by Stanford today.
Oh,
at
wow.
Stanford, and ASU took overtime for them to beat Cal. So these are beatable teams. You've seen Arizona already this year. Talk about what's going to have to happen when you guys go out on the road next week.
I think they're going to be so ready for us because we beat them here. It was their first loss of the year. They're going to be ready. They're going to come out swinging. So we need to prepare for that. We need to be physical. And as you said, we got to bring it on the road. It's different. You don't have a crowd. Yeah, I want to compliment the crowd today. It was amazing. Thank everybody for showing up. But when we go over there, it's going to be hard, but we are where we want to be. And we got a perfect schedule to end the year, and we still control our destiny. So I really like that. I don't doubt we'll have another good week of practice and get even better. And I can't wait to play those games.
What time is it in Serbia right now? It's 10, 8 hours ahead, 9 hours
it's,
ahead?
It's 8 hours. So
it's 6:30 in the morning?
Yes.
So you got to FaceTime your dad right now?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's early. Did he listen or watch the game?
He stays up all the time.
Did he stay up all the way through the night, or did he go to bed and then
so
get up
early?
So
he went to bed. He put an alarm on, woke up like 20 minutes before the game, put it on.
Little inside baseball.
That's
here.
That's the same thing I do.
After every game, Steph goes over to the corner of the floor when he's done after the locker room. and does a little FaceTime session with his dad. So we're going to let him go do that. Mr. Stefanovic, if you're up listening right now, congratulations. Your son will be FaceTiming you soon. Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
There you go. Lazar Stefanovic with us here on the postgame show tonight as Utah gets it done against Colorado. They've snapped the two-game skid against the Buffs, and now they improve to 13-4 against the Buffs here at the Huntsman Center and 13-11 in the Pac-12 era against Tad Boyle's side. Final score, 73-62. Our broadcast tonight from here at the John M. Huntsman Center was being brought to you by our friends at Slackwater. That's the home of the Craig Smith Coaches Show. We'll be down there on Monday night, enjoying a little pizza, a little pub, and, of course, a little basketball talk, too, with the Running Ute, 7th South, 5th West, downtown Salt Lake City. Stop by Monday nights from 6 to 7 for the Craig Smith Coaches Show. Timeout. Back on the other side, we hope to hear from Craig coming up. This is Utah Basketball from Learfield.